All right. New series. Okay. And this is a one word new series. Thank you guys for all the listens and the streams. And I appreciate you guys and everything. Follow me at Aaron Fantasy everywhere. And follow me here at follow. We need more follows, more streams. And please share this podcast if you've gotten any type of value from it. Okay. This message is called Bull Run. Okay. So I see why the Gilmore Girls have 7 seasons. It's like when I was younger, I was trying to avoid Gilmore Girls because it seemed like not my type, or, you know, just the opposite of me. When I was growing up, I was like, I will always watch the shows before it, and I would just skip that show. But anywho, I got hooked, honey, during the holiday time over here watching Gilmore Girls. So this is a really, really good, powerful message. Whereas Miss Asian Chick, you know, Miss Asian Chick with the very strict, you know, Asian mama, okay, they really took and ran with that phobia of, you know, the Asian strict mama and stuff like that. And the Asian, you know, girlfriend of her, you know, they went on a double date and Asian girl was dating moron. Okay, and they were standing in line. She was so excited to be with him. She begged to be with him and everything. And she's next to him on a double date, right? So this is big. So in the line and everything, she, of course, he's hot. He looks good. And she's like, oh my goodness. But she brought up books. He didn't understand no books. No, I don't do that. Do you like this? And she brought up some politics. She brought up some arts. She brought up, she was talkative, okay? She brought up some interesting topics, books she's read, maybe some TV shows. She made like a little joke, okay? She was a big, let's just say this, she was a big talker and everything of the sort. And his answers was one word, no responses, okay? Irrelevant responses. And he just was not there. Okay, he didn't have much in his mind. Okay, he didn't, you could tell he doesn't read and he was a moron. And then the scene, she just turned to the side and everything, stood to the front of the, you know, like she waiting in line and there was silence. It was nothing but a 5-minute scene. Okay, the dude didn't bring nothing to the table intellectually. Okay, he just was walking sticks. He was a moron. He just looked good, but it's nothing inside of his mind. This is good. It was really nothing inside. What do you? Oh, this is good. She asked some good questions. What do you aspire to be? You see, he's like, I don't know. You know, I should have did the message while I was thinking about it. And right was yesterday when I seen the message. But you getting what I'm saying? Okay, my dreamers, you must keep educating yourselves. You must read books. Okay, read something you're interested in. There's in this show, it just kind of teaches you some things, the Gilmore Girls. The grandfather, he's a successful businessman. He's always reading the Wall Street Journal. He's always reading the New York Times. He loves reading newspapers, okay? You can do that in your phone. Easier. You have easier access to information than ever before, okay? With your phone. My dreamers, keep educating yourselves. It's good. When things are not working, educate yourselves. Read the book. You're going to come off as intellectual. The conversation is going to keep on the going, okay? You're going to be much more interesting. You know, I just went and, you know, had like Christmas dinner. Okay. And because I'm a vibrant person and everything, I keep conversation going and I can talk to many different people about many different things. I can make you laugh. Oh, this is good. Her mother. You can tell she's intellectual. It's because she can take anything and make it humorous. She can make a joke. I often did a message that, you know, or about to do a message. I didn't have a lot for it. Whereas I believe the comedians, they be like comedians. I think everybody used to say comedians are the saddest people in the world, or the most depressed people, and blah, 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 blah. I think they are the most intelligent in the world, that they can take anything and make it a comedy, take sarcasm, make it funny, flip things to make it funny right then and there on the spot and make you laugh. I think those are very smart, intelligent people, okay? Intellectual people that they can take conversation. This good Asian chick, she made like something boring sound very interesting. How she spoke, it was very good vernacular and stuff like that. She was better than he was. He looked it good, but he had a box of rocks in his mind. My dream is you be able to be a powerful presence, a much more better entity when you have some books. This is good. I told a friend, not just books, have more experiences of life so you can have different stories, different takes, and different points of views. Okay? Go and get the experience from life, and you're going to sit at the dinner table and all eyes on you, and you have stories to tell. Go and get you some stories, okay? Get you some experience, okay? So you can give out those point of views, and you'll be a very interesting person, okay? She's not going to move forward with him. Oh, that's good. He doesn't have a bright future because he ain't talking very promising of his future. When she asked him about his future, he said, I don't know. And that was the end of the conversation. Okay, my dreamers, I believe you need to be talking, you know, what you want and your dreams and aspirations and make people, you know, grasp and want to help you and just so excited. And even if it's just a dream and a pipe dream, at least you can eloquently speak what you want. What, you know, one of the main questions is what you want to be in 5 years. I want you to eloquently say that, okay? Have a conversation about that. Conversation is two ways. Don't let it be just one way and, you know, you just, you know, conversation is the way. So, you know, he was a moron. He didn't contribute. She gonna be done with him. She to move forward from him. She just think he dumb. Don't bring nothing to the table, okay? He just looks good, okay? And all he needs to do is pick up a book. Give him some experiences. Oh, that's good. Another thing is be more open-minded, okay? You'll be far more interesting when you're open-minded. Be open to things. Be excited. Be interested. That's another big thing you can do. Be interested. Ask them questions. You know, you don't even have to be the most vernacular and the most eloquently speaking person, because not everybody are what you call those people, eccentric or extroverts. I understand. So this is big. They in the dating game, you know, the person who they want or they're interested in is the one that was mostly interested in them. Ask them a lot of questions and listen. Okay, not the one who did all the talking. Let that be a big lesson to you. Let you be interested. It makes you very interesting. Okay, let's repeat. You being interested makes you very interesting. Okay, so he was a moron, and he didn't. It was his silence. It was quiet because he had nothing else to contribute. My dreamers, read books. Look at things, look at different shows, you know, keep putting a lot of things in your system, get you a lot of experiences so you won't have awkward conversations where you don't bring nothing to the conversation and it's just dead air, silence. Okay, now it's time for you to go, or they want you to leave because it's boring. You're boring because it's good. He was boring. I'm so sorry. He was boring. Nothing contributed to the conversation. I could tell he was a boring individual. Maybe he sits around, do nothing but play video games. Or you could tell he does nothing. It's because he doesn't bring anything to the conversation. This is good. I had an entity come through here, honey, and I thought he was kind of high and everything. I did most of the talking. He did, you know, it did this good. You get suspect of those people. My wall came up. Okay, my defensive mechanisms came up. You begin to be suspenseful when someone doesn't bring much to the conversation. You think that they're an idiot. This is good. You think that, what do you think? Everybody's thoughts when someone doesn't bring much to the conversation is usually negative. This period, point blank, negative. And that's on who period. It's negative. So, you know, that I had that and it was, I don't want to, he didn't bring excitement and nothing to the conversation. At least listen, okay? Look interested. This person didn't look interested, okay? He just looked at high and off to the space, okay? So you don't want to be a moron. You don't want people to think that you are a moron. You're not listening. You're not engaging. You don't bring anything to the table intellectually or in the conversation, okay? At least bring something big to the conversation. From my experience, oh, I've been through that or something. Bring something to conversation. Don't be like that dude and the Asian chick after, you know, trying to get to know him and she made brought a lot to the conversation. He didn't bring shit and she just was just silent and she turned and just waited in line and the scene cut to black. Okay, because he didn't have nothing else to bring into the conversation. He was a moron. His future is not so bright unless he starts to read. You know, take his brain seriously. Feed your mind. You feed your mind, you feed your soul. When you know better, you do better. Okay, when things ain't working out for you, try to educate yourselves. Read a book or whatever area that is the challenge for you, okay? Keep constantly read. Constantly keep trying to make yourself better. I don't care how old you is, how young you are, no matter what, I want you to keep making yourself better. Aaron, when you listen back to this message, keep making yourself better. Read, read, read. They got YouTube videos, seminars, classes. You'll see, keep doing things that will improve you, okay? So keep doing things. I've done this. I've done that. I'm doing this. You see what I'm saying? And people be interested in what you're doing because you're actually doing it, okay? And in the conversation, just keep going. Keep the conversations going by you doing incredible things, you being incredible. You read this. Oh, I read this book. Oh, it was a great, you know, when you watch Gilmore Girls, it's mostly great conversations of books they read and the snarky things that she make and everything is based off shows and TV. And you can take things from the world. My dream is keep constantly taking things from the world and using it. And using it. Don't be a moron like that guy. And you just standing there just taking up air, taking up space. He looked good. But it was a box of rocks up in his brain. Okay. People just going to use that up for sex and keep it the mover. Okay. My dreamers, be more than a box of rocks. Okay. Read. Stimulate your minds. Stimulate your spirit. I gave you many things. Many, many things. And maybe your spirit has something different. I may add to this because it's life can make you a very interesting person. Okay. So just take from life, be open, experience different things so you can be a very interesting person. You'll be full of life. It's okay that you're full of life and that person is dead on the inside and they don't bring nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's something wrong with them. Okay. This is good. This is good. Dre Baldwin said this. I like to watch Dre Baldwin. He said, you need to be in a room with a 1 week person. There's 1 week people, there's 2 day people, and there's 1 day people, or something to that nature. Okay. Some people are just 1 day people. They don't bring much. It's always negative. You'll see, they don't say much, they don't bring much to the table. You know, that's good. That's person is a 1 hour person. Oh, that's good. It's some people that just 30 minute people. I got a guy, and I know he's only a 30 minute person. He's just so boring and just doesn't bring much. You need not to spend too much time with people who don't bring much to the table, conversation wise, experience, etc. Okay, don't spend too much time with that. Don't invest too much in that. Okay, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to add or contribute or support or bring anything to the conversation. You can tell by the conversation. Those are morons. Do not spend too much time with morons. Find you, ask God to give you a flock of people who is with you intellectually, who wants to grow, who is on your level. Okay, I don't like being in a room and I'm the only one talking, seeming interested, full of life and zest. It's a one-sided ass conversation. Okay, whether they be a moron or they too self-centered, you know, because they could be too self-egocentric, whereas they don't allow you no room to talk, that's bad too. Allow people room to, that's a different message. But this message is called moron. He was a moron. It was just, she just started talking and show interest. What you gonna be in 5 years and stuff? He did say nothing. He was like, I don't know. And the conversation was over. Shady stood in a line and waited in silence because the dude was a moron. And I think society makes it look like she is something wrong with her. Okay? That she's far more like she talks too much. But no, she just more intelligent. And that is what's right. The intelligent one. And she didn't find somebody that is intellectual like her. Has a great future, a bright future, who wants to do things, full of life. That is the right one, okay? The world have you thinking that the handsome one that don't, oh, there's something wrong with her. Maybe she talk too much and maybe she's too geeky or she read too much and that's a bad, no. No, that's a bad thing to be a fucking moron. I'm very, very passionate on this because they made us think on TV shows and movies like being a moron is cool because they look good. My dream was being a moron is not cool because those people are gonna grow into crackheads and drunks and murderers and killers and just doing bad things and etc. It's the smart ones, full of life, the intellectual ones, the geeky ones who turn out to be very well because they know how to hold a damn conversation. All right, anywho. That is this message. Do not be a moron. And I gave you all the reasons of how not to be a moron. That you can, you know, it's great that you have different books in you and experiences and articles and politic views and experiences in your own life, etc. You just full of life, full of zest. That is the interesting person. Be an interesting person, not a moron. All right, playing video games. They don't read. They don't like school. They don't like learning. They stuck in their ways. Just a moron. Never be a moron. Be full of life, full of zest. Keep educating yourselves. Read books, articles. If you don't like books, articles. You see, there's people who love comic books. They're also interesting people. Oh, they can bring up many different, you know, comic books and, it's, you know, just whatever you like, feel, always constantly fill yourselves up with it, okay? So you never be a moron. I hope you received it. Peace. I think I should have did the messages while I was thinking about it. This is really, really good. I don't be understanding how people don't know God or pray to him and stuff like the atheists and stuff. Ooh, you got to have you some God. And simple message, good message, and everything of the sort. I think God is alignment. I like to think of God as alignment. He's the one that's lining everything up for you. If you met that person, that is of God. You didn't do that yourself. This is big. So I'm over here doing how I was taking back some shoes. You know, my mother wanted some Welch's grape juice. Okay. And I went into one store, it was Super Pat, the Fiesta. And I went into, so the second store I went to was Walmart, like a Walmart grocery store. Okay. And within there, let's just say I seen a person that looks like, ooh, what I've been praying for. Okay. And I was just praying and talking and I didn't see an opening. Okay. He did move closer, but it was not like an opening, and stuff like that. And I don't know what this energy is, but I'm a little bit more, I should have said something. I believe maybe say something, but I'm about to work on that and start visualizing me. I don't care where I'm at, approaching, saying something. I was trying to find something to compliment. He was gorgeous. He was, God knows. And then he moved them close. You see, look at that, how I'm using God. He moved them closer. That is not me. Look at that. This is actually a good example if you really go with what I'm talking. This is actually a really funny and good message. The Lord moved them closer. Okay. The Lord put us together. And I said, this is so big. You see, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't have seen him. You see. I was like, I think that's the message right there. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have been around him and I wouldn't have seen him. Okay. He would have been unknown to me. And that's probably why you need to make yourself known. You know, I can work on things where my vernacular, I'm not as shy and stuff. That's why I drink and smoke. It gives me a little bit more strength. But anywho, you know, make yourself known to them because you may not see them again. This is good. Maybe once in a lifetime thing. This is good. I may not go into that one. This is good. That was a guy I liked, and I went to like a seafood place. Oh, gorgeous. I think his name was Phil or something. Ooh, I was like, you don't match up to this name. And I went back there just recently, and it was just good. I think I prayed over that one. And I was like, Lord Jesus, why you put him? And then he came out of nowhere. I was like, ooh, Lord did that. The Lord, I didn't do that. The Lord did that. You know, it's not, oh, you did that because you were craving a daiquiri. You were craving some seafood. A lot of people say that they did that. No, I did not do that. You see. And then I went back and I didn't see Phil. You know, I didn't see Phil there. I didn't see him there. My dream is God is aligning your relationships. You see. You didn't plan it. You see. So you need to thank him for alignment. You know, with me, you need to probably design yours that tailor to you and your life. Mine's, I want ease. Ease. It's easy. It just happens and stuff like that. But I just want you to know that if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have seen him. I wouldn't have seen him. You know, he was a little loud, so I heard him before I saw him, and I was like, ooh. So I seen him. You see, a lot of, ooh, this is good. There's so many people who is not focused and do this is good, may not see the value that you see, and don't you see the same things you see. So it's like a lot of people didn't notice him, but I did. That was the Lord. That's not me. The Lord brought him to me, brought me to him, you see. It didn't necessarily happen. I didn't feel strong enough. And this is big. I may do a message. You need to make people feel comfortable to talk to you. You never know, you see. Be a little bit more open, a little bit more friendly, and stuff like that. But anywho, that was God. God is alignment. This is good. If it wasn't for God, I would never seen him. And this is big. Oh, that was the message. For every little thing, there was something that I noticed today, and a lot of people would have shut that off, or it would have been nothing to them. I took the time out. I got in the car, shut the door, and I'm to myself, and I thank God. Aaron, you kind of know, you know, you what you see on your way to your house. You know what you see when you go to the store and stuff, and other people undervalue it, but I highly value it. I took the time out to say thank you. My dream is with little things, little like signs. I'm about to do that message. Say thank you. That's God saying hello. I'm working for you. He's on your side. You see, even if you don't get the manifestation, you see it. You are around it. You see, I'm in appreciation because I was around it. Thank you for putting it around me that I can reach and touch it. You see. So thank him for the small things he do in your life. Okay. So anywho, I just took the time out. I shut the door in the car and I just said, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I believe he's like a chef. You tell him thank you for this particular thing. Guess what? He gonna give you more of it. You see. So it was a particular thing he gave me today. And I appreciated it. Thank you, God. But anywho, so God is alignment. He's the one that's aligning things. It wasn't me. You see, it's not like, oh, I knew such and such person was going to be there and I popped up on him. I didn't know the person, but he knows the hearts of everybody. Okay? So he's the one that's guiding your steps. He's ordering your steps, okay? So thank him for alignment. Just thank him for alignment and trust that he is of alignment, okay? I'm just grateful that I saw that and I was like, God led me up to this. God led me up to this, okay? And every moment, and also listen. Like, listen with your spirit. What did he want you to take away from that? Okay. Anywho, that may be another message as well. But anyway, I'm done. I was like, God is alignment. And I haven't done that in a couple of years, that message. It wasn't me. I didn't know the guy and stuff. And I seen him. And I was like, God, you brought us together. You see. God, I wish it just happens. Maybe things just happen. But, I was just grateful for the alignment, okay? I was like, if it wasn't for this blankety blank and everything of the sort, if it wasn't for that, or if it was just me, if it was, ooh, this is good. I'm going to tell you my will. If it was just me, honey, I'd be my ass in the house. If it was just my will, I'd be my ass in the house, honey, because it's too much going on, too much energy, too many people and stuff like that, honey. So you know that was God. I wouldn't have seen him if it wasn't for God. Period. You see. It wasn't my will. It wasn't me. That was God who led us together like that. But anyway, that is this message. I hope you received it. Peace. All right, this is really, really, really big, really, really powerful. Okay, honey, thank you. So this is the third message and the final message on the little moron. I made it like a little mini series, so it won't take too long. Just listen to it, a little quick listen. Be sure to share this and stuff like that. This here fits with the moron because this is good. I seen a gay with great vernacular. Oh, they speak very well. He was good with the reeds and the shade. Okay. But he was a moron. Because he had all this stuff going on. And let this be a big lesson to people who is dismissive and everything's like, you think you're smart because you're good with rees and shays and your vernacular is so great. And he thought that was cool. A lot of gays are this away. And this is big. He was talking to somebody. I'm rarely on because I don't like people. And he was just throwing this shade. He would do it good. But the person he was talking to was an influential person. Okay. He was a powerful person. Okay. He got a lot of followers and stuff. So I feel like this boy who came on, this is his moment or whatever. He came in a do-rag, didn't give no fucks. And that's fine. Give no fucks spirit. He had no shirt on and stuff. And he was just so shady. He was reading and this is good. He's like, my car towed up and fucked up and stuff like that. The gay guy, the influential gay guy that he was talking to, he was like, well, I know somebody who can fix it. I know somebody who can get your new car. He made suggestions and the gay guy kept dismissing it with some sort of reed or shade. How many of my gays that's listening, you see, they dismiss the blessing because they want to be smart, shady, okay? And it was very interesting to see. I can help you fix your car. And he said something, you know, it's just tow up from floor up and then everything of the sort. And I just didn't want me a new car. He threw some shade at the old car. And that's fine to throw shade. But I was like, you dismiss the car being fixed. so you can go down in a shady, reedy rant. So you can be funny. Do you see what he done did? Okay. I'm gonna want me a new car and stuff like that. This is good. He brought up many different problems. And I said, no wonder you have problems because you're not taking them seriously. And you want to turn into humor. But it wasn't like humor. It was like, I'm smarter than you type thing. This is big. It wasn't humor. It was like, I'm smarter than y'all. I'm a bad bitch. I'm better than y'all. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was more of that than him laughing and calling it humor. It wasn't humorous. And then this is good. It was like his ego was like, I'm a bad bitch. But he laughing at all his problems. And the other guy kept saying solutions. Maybe you should do this. And he kind of dismissed it, kind of put him in the dirt with some sort of shade. Ooh, this is good. And went on with the problem. Okay. And so the guy just looked at him kind of crazy and just let him continue on his rant. Okay. So let me do a little pause for a future message that, you know, I have to do. Normally it's the end of the year, 2023, okay? Normally, I get like a big old 14-day candle and do my spiritual work and stuff like that. But something told me this year, do not do that. Because I found, remember that message of incantations, physical prayer? Do it in the physical. When you see what you want, pray right there. But try to go get it, number one. But pray in the physical. And I did that recently when I didn't have strength. I remember I said, thank you, Lord God. I am talking to what I like all the time. I'll go after what I like. It's easy. You know, that's what I kind of did. When I see, it's like, I'm this good. Instead of putting in the candle and trusting the ethereal and stuff like that, what you can do is when you go and you move in your life, pray right then and there. Raise up your hand and say, thank God for that. Thank God, whatever you're missing, whatever you need, whatever you lack in the physical, you can pray right then and there. Thank you. That's what I like right there, Lord God. You see, Thank you. If I said Tesla, thank you for that Tesla. I'm driving it in the physical. And I think that is much better. And that's what I received. That's much better than, I think you need to do both. Okay. But I'm going to do that message. But anywho, so this message here is basically back to the guy. He was so smart, he was dumb. So smart, he was dumb. Okay? Every problem, it was kind of interesting that the influential guy had, like, so he was conversating, and he had, like, some sort of solution. Or he had something better. I'm like, wait, maybe you could try that. And then the gay guy always dismissed it and threw some shade. He dismissed the solutions. He dismissed the better. You see, because he want to be funny. He want to be like, I'm the smart one. He want to be like, I'm the bad. He wanted to take over the it was a TikTok live. It's like he was kind of trying to take over the TikTok live, but he dismissed great things that would have helped him. I know somebody who can help you with a car. I know somebody who can fix it. You sound like you just need to get this pump fixed and get that fixed and stuff. But no, he dismissed that. You see, my dreamers, I need you to really listen. You see, really listen. Sup offers a help. Solutions. Don't be so into your own butt that you don't hear. You see, you're not listening is fundamental. And I think a lot of gays do not listen. They so quick to dismiss. They quick to say no because they so into their ego and pride. You see, they so used to this. You see, but I'm pretty sure behind closed doors in their prayers, I really need this. I really want this. But I believe when it shows up, the solution, what they want, because it's not what they imagine, this fantasy, okay? That's not what this big thing that they really, honey, I might do a message. Gays, honey, it's a pipe dream. Sometimes you need to just take the guy who's working at a job, a regular job, and help you pay your bills. And maybe you need to take the guy who dresses, you know, pretty decently instead of high fashion. Maybe you need to accept the guy who is 5'11 and not 6'4 with muscles. Okay? My dreamers, my gays especially that's listening, stop, you know, dictating your lives with this pipe dream. Be a little bit more accepting. Be a little bit more realistic, especially where it's something you knew that the world doesn't accept you. So why are you not accepting of just someone that may fit you? Okay. Maybe they can grow. Okay. I was having a conversation with a gay guy. He was fashionable. Okay. I loved his. What kind of shoes was those? What kind of shoes was those? And he was telling me, telling us about this pipe dream guy. This is what I want, somebody with money and and everything. So it didn't ask me about me. He was so more interested in the glass that my friend was holding. Oh, you know, and she's a female, but you at a gay club. But anywho, and I'm thinking in my head, you didn't ask me about me, and I was kind of interested. Okay, and I let him go on and on and on. And I'm just looking. I'm just listening, okay? And he just talking about this guy. And I was like, if you lowered your standards, I have a job. I have a business check. I have my own money check. I'm smart and intelligent, okay? And everything. But he didn't give me the opportunity to talk. He was talking to the wrong entity. My dreamers, you got to not dismiss paper things, especially if you need it. Try to be a little bit more open to see the potential in things. Okay, that's one big thing about me. You know, I want to do this, You know, I'm looking at every little thing. Are they giving with what they got? Are they trying to look good? Do they take a shower? You know what I mean? So, especially when I'm having a conversation, you see, I move off conversation. This is good. I have a friend. He keeps talking about the same thing. For instance, we kept talking about the same thing. And there's many times, you see, I just was like, okay. And then boom, it's happening. Okay. And you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't mean, but you said it 10, 15 times. So let's make it happen. Okay. That was another time. He said it 20 times. So I was like, okay, I can make that happen. And I'm about to do it. Oh no, oh no. You see, so I believe I'm going to be rewarded that I listen and I take action on words. You see, I do it. My dreamers, don't just dismiss words like gays trying to be funny, shady. I'm the bad bitch of this conversation, taking over, but you're not really meaning anything that you're saying. You're lying. You sitting there finessing the conversation, trying to put in words that you don't understand and reads and shades and downing another person. That's probably why the other person was successful and he is not. You see. And then it's like I sit there and listen. I don't like people and, you know, I don't get on the internet. You know, and then it's like he kind of threw shade at the person. I'd be like, I would have been off the damn phone. I don't like him. I was listening to him and I don't like him. And this is good. A lot of people don't like him. I see why a lot of people don't like him. He won't throw shade and reads. And that's why he going through the shit. Because he dismisses solutions. He kind of dismisses the good things. The light. Kindness. Okay? That's beneath me. Okay? No wonder he's going through shit. And then it was like how he was talking. He was very aggressive. It was rude. It was just rude. And shade comes off as rude, okay? So it was like every time he kept talking about a problem and talking about himself, oh, this is good. One big good thing, he was like kind of talking about himself. You see, and it was like supposed to have been funny. But I'm just listening. And I'm, after a while, with his assholeness and stuff, I'm just laughing on the inside. I'm laughing at him. I'm not laughing with him. Because he's an asshole. My dreamers, do not dismiss kindness. You need to listen. Talk to the other person. Take action. Take them up on their offer. They can really help you. This is good. Maybe they have advice for you. Try to really listen. Because you are in it. Maybe you don't see. Because when you're in it, you don't see. People sometimes from outside can see the solution easily, but when you're feeling it, you're in it, and you're going through it, you do not see. Okay? So, when you get another perspective, try to really think and take in and listen to that perspective. Listen. Take it in. If they're offering help and it's easy for you to take the help, get your car fixed. Okay? And stuff like that. Do not throw reeds and shade to down them, okay? Because you too smart, you're dumb. He was too smart, he was dumb. He was a moron. And I was laughing at him. You got this vernacular, you speak very well, but you do not listen. You do not accept help. And then it was like, okay, no wonder you in that situation. No wonder you sitting on this live looking at hot. You think he looking cute? He looking a hot ass mess, laying in the bed, dismissing all the blessings. Ooh, this is good. It was like this influential person on the other side right there. Like, okay, I'll bless you with this. I can help you with that. Here go another blessing. Blessing, blessing, blessing.
He was like, fuck that blessing. Fuck that blessing. And then he just had, I don't know how to describe, he just said a shady thing. It was our read. Okay, trying to be funny. Trying to make himself look good. He dismissed blessing after blessing after blessing. Trying to look good. And I'm gonna put this message. This is such a good message. It was so, and I noticed that with a lot of gays, they dismiss the, maybe because they be like, it's just words. Okay. My dreamers, life starts at the tongue. Okay. What you speaking is what you're going to get. You can tell he's an air sign. I noticed a lot of air signs, they just speak things and they don't see the consequences of what they done said. Okay. You know, they get quickly what they done said. Okay, so my dreamers, you got to do better with that. Don't be like him. So smart, he dumb. Okay, he thought he was smart because he dominated the conversation. He used vernacular. He was really shady. Okay, his reads was on point, but he was the dumb one. I was like, you such an idiot. No wonder you're going through all that shit. And this is good. Maybe he wants to go through all that shit so he can use all that shit to be, that strengthens the shade, that strengthens the read, I guess. All that shit. I don't know how that mind thinks, okay? But, you know, it was just not a good look. I was like, you so dumb. You talk very well and you're good with these reads and shades, but you too smart, you dumb. You just dismiss so many blessings, so much help, because you just want to talk shit. That's what he was doing. I mean, slow that down. See, you thought I wasn't going to get to a point. He was talking shit. Nothing but shit. Okay? And no wonder he's getting shit. Okay, gotta watch what you're speaking. Okay, put out good things. Put out, at least put out what you want to happen. I want my car fixed. You see, I want to get along with people. Okay, it's good. That dude, it's been a long time since I talked to you and everything of the sort. And then he threw some shade at him about, you know, how long they haven't spoken and stuff like that. And when was the last time we spoke? You know, it was forever and I forgot your name. Like, what? It was something shady like that. So it was like, this is good. So the other guy, all he did was just look and smile. I bet he was thinking, this will be the last time I talk to your motherfucking ass. This is good. The guy didn't have to throw shade back. He's gonna take action. He's not gonna waste no more time. This is good. He just watched the guy just at the food. And I bet the other guy is like, this guy's an idiot. He's a moron. Okay? And all he did was smile and offer blessings, solutions, and just let the guy talk shit. My dreamers, I believe you need to be like that influential guy. Let them talk. You see, offer solutions. I'm pretty sure influential guy is an action taker off of his word. This is good. Influential guy is probably a truth teller. Okay. He knows that gays like to throw a little bit of shade. Throw a little breed in there. This guy noticed a lot of gay, me, myself, I'm a defense reader. Okay? I only read and throw shade in defense. This is good. You may got me here. You shot at me, honey. I'm going to come back and shoot you 10 times harder. Okay? But you shot at me first. You see? So, Bidu, that is not this message. He was so smart. He was dumb. He dismissed blessings and good things just to throw reed and shade. And I said, I just kept looking at him, laughing at him. I'm like, what a moron.
okay? Because you have this vernacular and you good with read and shade and stuff like that, you dismiss help, good things, your blessings, solutions to your problems because you're not listening and you want to, it's like he was thinking of the next read or the next shade type thing, okay? So, my dreamers, don't be like him. Listen when you have conversation. Be with people and be, you know, friendly. You'll see, receive, you know, say your problem and be open to the solution. Listen. This is good. They make an offer help. This is good. At least influential person kept offering help. So many people I talk to can't offer me no damn help. You see, that was a blessing to talk to that guy. He kept giving solutions. I can help you here. And the guy just kept on read and shade and dismissing. I'm just gonna give him a new car. And it was like shady. It was basically what he was saying, but he said it in a shady way. Fuck that car. No wonder your car is having problems. You're speaking so badly. You're throwing reed and shade. And that's funny. But also take the conversation to where you want it to go. Okay? It should have went friendly. It should have went. It needs to go solution mode. Okay? Instead of reed and shade and shit all throughout the conversation. All right? Anywho. That is this message, and I'm done with this. This is actually good. Share this little mini series, honey. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, honey. So that is this message. Don't be too smart. You're dumb. Listen. See what the other side has to say. You know, listen to the solution. Okay. Take the offers. You see. Listen. You know, it's good to have read and shade and you good with the vernacular and your tongue and you know how to cut bitches with your, that's fine. Ha ha, kiki. But then turn the conversation to and listen, okay? And take things in. Especially if they got your blessing. Do not dismiss the blessing because you so egocentric, prideful. Okay, you good with your reeds and your shade. My gaze, I'd be like, in a group, so they'd be like, I want this pipe dream. And what they want is standing right there. what would be right for them is right there, you see. But because they in this pipe dream, this fantasy, they looking way over there. They don't see what's right in front of them. Okay? So, my dreamers, do not be so smart. You're dumb. Okay? Anywho, that is this message. Take a look around. Slow down. Okay? Slow down. Listen. You see, this slow down conversations. And just like, okay, I'm going to cut out the reason. That's okay, what's his advice? I don't want to end it terribly. What's his advice? I'd be like, slow down. It's great you made people laugh and you good read and shade and you talk about shit for them. You talk shit. Now, listen to the other person. Okay? You see. Now, accept some sort of offer. Okay? Calm down. Calm down. You see. And have a grown man conversation. Grown woman conversation. You know, my gaze. You see. And that's what I would tell him. But anyway, that is this message. I'm done. Share. I hope you received it. Peace.